Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Governor Snyder says we need to lose weight, eat healthier, and exercise. All great ideas, but they can all be very challenging, especially exercising. So how can people be more motivated to get off the couch and work out? That's something University of Michigan researchers are studying. To discuss the issue, I'm joined by Michelle Seeger, a research investigator at the U of M Institute for Research on Women and Gender. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
It's great to be here.
We all know we're supposed to exercise on a daily basis, but with our busy lifestyles, many of us don't. What seems to be the most motivating message to get people to do so?
You know, we've been taught, both in society and in healthcare, to exercise, to improve our health, to live long, healthy lives. But it's turning out that those messages aren't that effective at getting people to sustain physically active lives. We're finding that focusing on benefits that people can experience immediately might be better at motivating people long-term to stay physically active.
Why is that? Are people just generally more short-sighted than to care about longevity?
You know, I don't think it's a matter of being short-sighted. I think there's a couple other reasons going on. One reason is that health and longevity are very abstract concepts. We've been socialized to value those things. The problem is, on a daily basis, what relevance do they have? We're all running around very busy with complex lives, people to take care of, work to do, and health and longevity as goals don't really cut it to be on at the top of our list. So if you're going to make exercise, I should say for most people, some people care enough about their health and healthy aging that they will make it a priority. But the reality is that we are so busy that if things aren't essential, we can't fit them into our daily lives. So if we can promote exercise as a way to help people improve how they feel on a daily basis to reduce their stress and enhance their mood, then they'll actually be better at achieving all their other roles and responsibilities.
The focus on the stress reduction aspects and mood enhancing aspects of exercise, is that better than motivating someone by telling them they'll be more attractive, things like that?
Absolutely. Our research definitely shows that focusing on appearance and weight are not great reasons for getting people to sustain physically active lives.
Do they somehow have any kind of a negative effect in a sense that some people may already be self-conscious about their physical qualities and does it not necessarily motivate them in any way at all?
Yes, that's actually one of the problems, that if you try to get people motivated to exercise for reasons that actually make them feel badly about themselves, they'll develop ambivalence about exercising, which is not a good thing for lasting motivation.
You know, I've tried to rigorously exercise on a daily basis for periods of time. I usually go about 2-3 months before I peter out. Is that a typical pattern for Americans to attempt workout routines and then not really be able to sustain them over time?
It is a typical pattern, and I call it the vicious cycle of failure. We all start exercising, but the key that most people don't know about, because it's really related to newer research, is that the reasons why we initiate exercise, or anything actually, determine how we feel about it and the quality of motivation we develop for doing it. So if you're not staying motivated to exercise like a lot of other people aren't, the way to turn that around is to go back to the reasons why you exercise and understand whether those reasons feel controlling or whether they feel like they're yours and you determine them. And if they feel controlling, most likely they won't last long term. And then you need to choose reasons that really reflect who you are and what you value so that you can stay motivated to do it.
I'm talking to Michelle Seeger, a research investigator at the U of M Institute for Research on Women and Gender, and we're talking about the study of how to motivate people to be more interested in exercising and maintain an exercise routine. When you see the people that seem to really keep up an exercise routine because they feel better versus people that somehow drop off and feel about the same, is there a different, potentially a different effect of exercise on some people than on others?
Actually, that's a very interesting question, and there's some research that actually suggests that men benefit more psychologically from intense exercise, and women benefit more psychologically from lower intensity exercise like walking. So I think the more we start to do research looking at how different types of exercise, different types of exercise intensities impacts different populations, we can give better messaging to the different populations.
I see. Interesting. So with women, actually, less intense exercise seems to make them feel better, you're saying?
Psychologically, there's research to suggest that. There's also a growing body of research to suggest that midlife women who exercise intensely worsen their mood. So, you know, those two different bodies of research together are pointing to that women, and again, we can't generalize across everyone, we can just talk about averages, that it may be better if a woman is having a tough time staying motivated to exercise, maybe she should try doing something like walking or something at a pace that might feel more comfortable to her to see if that feels better, because that will make it much more likely that she'll stay active.
What about things like team sports or even a workout partner? Is that a big factor? And do those that tend to exercise alone have a harder time keeping the routine going?
No, I don't think that's true. I think what you're getting at is some people prefer to exercise alone. Some people prefer to participate in sports. And I think it's more a matter of asking people to identify whether adding a social component to their exercise would enhance the likelihood that they'd enjoy it. Because for someone like me, the thought of doing something social with my physical activity just makes it more complicated to fit into my life.
Finally, do you think that exercise gets enough support by companies and society in general, or should companies be more encouraging and giving workers time and resources to exercise even during the workday?
Oh, I think that, first of all, I think that companies are becoming much more aware of the benefits, the bottom line benefits they get when their employees are happy and well. And I do think that if more companies promoted physical activity and even gave their employees some time to do it during the workday, that they would see the productivity benefits, the decreased absenteeism benefits, and the health benefits that would make it worth giving employees some time during the day to move their bodies more.
Ultimately, the results of your study are, though, that this idea that even as the governor's proposing, being healthier isn't necessarily as effective to get people to work out as telling them, look, you're simply going to feel better and you're going to be happier.
Well, let me turn the question around. Which would be more enticing to you, to have suggested that if you moved more, you'd feel happier and live better every day, or that you'll reduce your risk of getting heart disease and cancer?
Well, you know, that's a good point, but I can't help but think of the realities of starting to exercise, which is that it definitely makes you many times not feel any better and sometimes worse, especially when you haven't exercised for a long time.
Well, the point you're raising is a really important one, and that is that similar to the fact that we've been socialized to exercise for reasons like health, well-being, and longevity, we've been given prescriptions to exercise related to how hard we exercise and for how long that prevents individuals from moving in ways that actually fit who they are. So I would further suggest that we encourage people to start slow and find ways to move that actually feel good and not jump into something, as you're saying, happens that doesn't feel good. To go from 0 to 100 doesn't make sense if you want to sustain something. How about starting really small and figuring out how to make that small piece work in your life? And after you figure that out, then adding a little bit more.
That certainly makes sense. And I think for many Americans, getting any physical movement is a good thing, and many don't. So certainly interesting stuff. Michelle Seeger, research investigator at the U of M Institute for Research on Women and Gender. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.